this wonderful passage, this event in the life of Christ, which reveals to us his heart and where his thinking, as we hear from the prophet Isaiah, is above our thoughts, and his ways are above our ways. We can't always know the mind and the will of God when we look at it from a simply natural perspective. And so we see in the gospel today this supernatural reality of God's love that extends to everyone. And the first reading that was prescribed for today, he tells us he has loved us with an everlasting love. With age-old love, I have loved you. I have kept my mercy toward you. I will restore you, and you shall be rebuilt. This promise through the prophet Jeremiah of the things to come, that the people of Israel, the land, have been split, have been divided, and there was divisions and animosity and hatreds between the peoples, carrying over even to the day of Jesus, as we heard in this reading. Send her away. She's bothering us. She's not one of us. She's one of them. How often do we get caught in that same us versus them mentality? Think about our responses to the events going on in the world. Are we like the disciples who see other people as enemies and as takers of our stuff? Or have we allowed the life-saving gospel to truly convert our hearts, to make us more like Jesus, where we see everyone with the eyes of love and the eyes of faith? It's the faith of this woman who brought the healing. And this dialogue that takes place between Jesus and this woman. One thing we can say for sure is that this woman did not teach Jesus that his message was for the whole world. Sometimes we hear that nonsense, that lie, that Jesus didn't really know he was supposed to save the whole world and this woman helped her. Nonsense. But what we see in this is that through Christ's words, he's deepening her faith, eliciting this response of faith. Because God's love is everlasting. God's love is ever powerful. What prevents God's love from affecting our lives, our hearts, is our lack of faith. And so sometimes we can call this a struggle she went through even in this dialogue. Sometimes the struggles that God allows in our lives is to widen, to deepen our faith, so that we can receive the fullness of his love. And so we, like this woman, we pray for a deepening of our faith. O woman, how great is your faith. And by this God incidence, today we have this optional memorial of the dedication of Mary Major, the Basilica in Rome, the oldest church dedicated to our Blessed Mother. And so the prayers of the Mass I've chosen today are for Mary, Mother of God. Because it was in the 431 when the church declared Mary Theotokos, the God-bearer, that she is the Mother of God. And a few years later, maybe 20 years later, this church was dedicated to her under that title. Mary, the woman of the deepest and greatest faith. And so we turn to her. We turn to her in this month where we're praying the rosary daily for just an increase of faith and healing and peace and love in the world, in our families. We turn to her and ask her to intercede for us, to have our hearts, our minds opened, elevated with a supernatural faith, so that like the woman in the gospel, with humility and perseverance, we can make our requests known to the Lord. And by grace, hear those sweet words from Jesus. O woman, O man, how great is your faith. Amen.